We're recording.
Sorry, I'm here. What is up, dorks? I can't hear myself at all. Oh, there we go. There we go. Sorry, a lot is happening right now. People are coming into town after my birthday. We're trying to, like, make plans, even though it's literally months away. Like, so much is happening. Oh, we're not recording. Sorry, everyone. It's video recording.
Oh, I see.
Because it's 9 p.m. and today was just too much to handle, so.
No video today.
No. Wah, wah, wah.
That's right.
That's life. You know that song?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra. What all the people say.
Exactly. See, I knew you'd know it.
It's Frankie.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do your... I don't...
Yeah, our leaves did fall. Oh, that's okay.
What's your high and low of the week?
What's my high and low of the week?
Is your low this?
No.
Okay.
She just picked that as it.
I kind of like the danger of like no recording. I feel
white?
Like I can
is
be
it
like.
Is it still a whitehead?
No.
I got it pretty easily.
I feel like I can be like silly now because like people can't see me.
Yeah. I love that for you. I think the low is just my generic health. This past week has been.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's been in the dumps, dude.
Been down in the dimpies. Thanks to the old intestinal
IBS.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's not great. Let's see. Highs. I love a good classic Seahawks win. That always makes me feel real good.
Oh, yeah. We're recording after football.
The ballet trip. That was pretty fun. What else did we do this week? We did a lot this week.
Oh my God, did we?
Yeah. It's just been such a busy week. Unfortunately, I'm distracted because someone's just picking at me constantly.
Sorry, I'm in the zone.
You're locked in.
I'm in the Leonard zone.
Okay, what about you, dog?
My low this week? I didn't really have like a big low. But I think in general, I just hate working.
What kind of work? Bonnie or internship?
Specifically like Wednesdays. I hate going from a full day of like patient care to walking into the Bonnie and then having to deal with people that think the biggest problem in life is not getting a booth. Like,
sure.
Like the dichotomy is too much to handle and it makes me pissed off at the world.
A little different.
And then I come home. And then also this week, everyone wanted to hang out with me. I'm just so popular. And I couldn't say no.
That's
so
right.
Then I couldn't sleep in Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
Any of those days.
So I got like no, I got no weekend. Like I did, but I didn't.
You definitely slept. You just didn't get to sleep in.
Well, yeah, but we'd go to bed at like midnight and then I'm up at like 8. Like that's just a normal
day. 8 hours. Yeah, it's a solid 8 hours. I mean, it's a good sleep. You just don't get to enjoy it.
Okay, but you're sleeping like 10 hours a night, dog. Like,
we're
not the same.
I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we're the same.
Just saying I wanted that.
I feel you, dude. I wish you did have it.
Leonard's like tiptoeing me around me right now, and I don't know why. But my high is going to the ballet for sure. I really, really miss ballet. And they were gorgeous, amazing, beautiful, wonderful. Fantastic, talented,
ethereal.
The auditorium's gorgeous. Lincoln Center is to die for. I had never been there, so that was amazing.
Mm.
Our seats were wonderful. $30 for middle orchestra. What? Fantastic. The costumes were great. It was contemporary, but they still had a lot of like ballet elements in there. Like they're doing all the steps. It's just very contemporary music. It's not like Tchaikovsky.
Right.
But yeah, I'd love to see how they do Nutcracker. I think that would be fantastic.
Very, very good. I'm sure that would be awesome.
So if anyone wants to sponsor that, hit me up, because tickets are currently $150 a piece for the nosebleeds. So,
do you know why they call them nosebleeds?
Because change in elevation, your nose would bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Nice. I went to college.
Nice. Did you learn that in college?
Yeah.
Really?
No, and then for my mom.
Yeah.
Our updates. I wrote no video, sorry, and busy weekend !
Yeah, I mean, really busy weekend.
I've just been seeing the people.
For you, I was so not busy.
Well, we saw Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did have kind of.
I saw Celia, Erica. We went to Lev's birthday party.
Yeah, there was stuff.
I worked. I saw Jamie. So Rav.
Yeah. And I just sat and stared at a rectangular black square on the wall for a long time.
Yeah. But I didn't get in a fight with you about it, so.
That's great. Very proud of you for that.
It's true. I almost did when I was doing chores, but then I didn't.
I know.
Yeah.
Because you knew it wasn't me. It was my brain.
Well, you are your brain, so that's the same thing.
It's true. Very strong points you're making.
But I knew that we had different, timetables planned for our chores.
Yes, we did.
And our days. Yes. So I couldn't get mad at you for not following mine, which I think is very mature.
That is very mature, and it all worked out because I did what I needed to do before your guest arrived.
It's true.
So maturity wins. 1-0.
Leonard and Solo win versus Solo and Leonard.
Uh-huh. Nice.
I don't know why I didn't just say my name. What else is new? What are we updating? Zave's rushing a frat. He just signed his bid.
Whoa. What frat?
Pi Delta Theta.
I'm not sure what that is.
Well, they weren't at UOP, but...
Yeah.
They're
sounds exciting.
Wholesome, and he went home this weekend, which I think is really good because it was post signing, pre pledge weekend, so it was the first party, and so I think he would have died from that party.
Nice.
So I'm really glad that he just wasn't there for that.
Nice.
Even if he's not.
I got the new XNet from SwiftNet this week, and
oh yeah, it's in our
a behemoth. It's a big one.
Yeah, when is that going to leave?
I've really been working hard on figuring out who wants to try it, test it.
Why don't we try it? Do you think it would fit in our
house? It will not.
House?
No. No way that would fit in our house.
Really? Not even from like the door to our bedroom? Yeah, huh?
I think that would be really close. Very uncomfortable to set it up. And it's not like a quick, easy one. This one's more of a pro net now. We're trying to figure it out.
Isn't the whole idea to be quick and easy setup?
The earlier, I mean, we've sold more nets as a portable net, but now, and we have a pro net that takes, like, you don't disassemble it. Like, it's just ready to go. So now we've made a middle tier one that can be disassembled, but it's also ready to last and be durable. It's got wheels this time. So shout out to SwiftNet. Go follow us on socials.
Cool.
Yep. I'm so happy that we had that little mini tangent.
Tangent. I didn't really watch any TV this week, so I can't update on that because I wasn't doing that.
I watched
that.
A lot.
Yeah.
I watched Maze Runner. I watched Steve on Netflix. Very, very good. And I binge watched the entire series of Black Rabbit.
Perfect. I heard
all of which are very good movies.
One of my favorite podcasters talking about Black Rabbit, so I thought maybe you'd like to watch that, and you did.
Yep.
I also heard people talk about Monster, the documentary about Thomas. What is
Jeffrey Dahmer's director, right?
No. It's about the serial. Well, maybe, but the serial killer something Geld.
Mm-hmm.
Geld.
Yep.
And I didn't know that Psycho, and like a bunch of other horror films were based off him. Like, this man did it all.
I didn't know that either.
Like, Psycho's based off him.
Is that right?
Another one. What's the one where they like put the face on the face?
Oh.
Like he wears the skin.
Oh.
Saw?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't watch scary things, so yeah. I'm not really sure, but a bunch of like big ones are based off this man. But he's not alive anymore, so it's okay. We don't have to be scared.
It's okay. He's gone.
Yeah. We're but okay. I really wish I could handle watching scary things like that, because I think it would probably be a really good movie, but I couldn't go right. to sleep yeah. after that. So I'm not going to do that. It's time for sports.
Let's see. This week.
This week, I got out of internship on Tuesday, and I ran to Leonard's soccer game, which included me taking a train, subway, and a bus. Oh my god, Leonard farted.
Told you it's been a bad week.
Oh, it's been so stinky in here. Oh my god.
It's been a bad week.
Oh my god, Lee. Okay.
It's been a bad week.
Okay. I had to take the subway, and then I had to get on a bus, which was treacherous, but no one pays for the bus. I don't know what that's about.
Did you?
No, because I was getting shoved on the bus.
Right, you don't pay.
Because the bus's doors were closed and everyone was waiting, and then I got shoved on the bus, yeah. and then I sat on a seat that was definitely sticky and warm.
That's not what you want.
And then I was surrounded by high school football players. Not what you want either.
No.
And then I got dropped off way too far from your field, so then yeah. I had to hike to the field.
Not what you want.
And then it was cold, and then Leonard has to ride the team bus back, so I had to find my way back. So then I walked
home
over a bridge, and you'll see it on the Instagram post, because I'm going to post it. But the walk was certainly terrifying.
Beautiful, so. Though.
Gorgeous. Worth it. I was just followed by a creepy man for half of it. But, like, not really. Just a little bit. But there were other people, and it's fine. Mom, don't freak out. So.
Interesting sports segment. I liked it.
No, that's just about soccer. So how are the girls doing?
We're turning it around. We're turning it around, but we're down to our last game of the season. And if we win, we continue. If we lose, we're out. If we tie, we out. So,
literally, not tomorrow, Wednesday.
Wednesday. I've got my 5 and 6 cross country meet on Tuesday, so I don't have another practice with them, which is sad because it's fall break on Monday.
You can't just skip tomorrow. The meet to go to practice?
I cannot. I was paid to go to the meet, so I have to do it.
That's crazy.
So, I might have had our last practice, and they've been fun, beautiful practices. We've had a good time.
Fun and beautiful.
So hopefully we win that.
Is that how you describe me?
Absolutely. Perfect. Seahawks won, like I said. The Mariners are playing the Blue Jays because the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. So in the semifinals there. As of right now, Mariners game one against the Jays are down 1-0 at the bottom of the third. So we'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully they take a W there. I think I'm going to win in fantasy against...
Puka Nacua is injured.
You know, he did come back into the game, dear, and I looked it up, and it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, then tell me why my entire starting lineup got less than 10 points this week. Can someone tell me that?
It was a bad week
Can someone explain to me how everyone keeps telling me
your lineup looks great.
They were still abysmal except for freaking Dak, who got 22 points, no. Of course he did, because he wants to spite me for keeping him bench.
Yeah. I mean, your bench, other than him, didn't do anything either. So it's just a bad week for you, man. That's all it is. Yeah, you played the people you needed to play, and sometimes it happens.
Actually, horribly abysmal. If the Bills could, like, defend and get 20 points.
She's been using the word abysmal for everything. And I'm sure Evan's going to be like, well, that was used incorrectly, but we're going to move on from that.
Well, then Evan can text me because I don't think it was. And even if it was, I actually don't want to know.
Yeah, don't tell her because you've used it many a times. And it sounds great. It sounds very sophisticated.
Abysmal. I love that word. Just like, even when you say it, everyone at home Say abysmal out loud and feel how your, like, lips move.
Abysmal.
Doesn't it kind of move nicely? Like, abysmal. Abysmal.
Abysmal.
Abysmal.
Ugh, I don't know. I'm not loving it. It's not one I love because it's just, like, I feel like I'm slurring two words together.
Oh, like, see, I love a mumble, abysmal. So I think that's abysmal. Where I live.
No. It's not my thing. Totter, totter, teeter, tatter. Maybe that's a little closer to something I enjoy.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
That's right.
Okay, moving on where I can talk about things. Internship went way better this week, guys.
Good.
I passed my NICU test. So starting tomorrow, I'm going to be let free in the NICU. And it's going to be amazeballs, awesome, fantastic. Leonard's looking at his fantasy football.
Just real quick on this update. You continue, dear. You're doing great.
But I want to talk to you, not to you looking at your phone.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm here. Hold on, before you continue, can we just lock eyes for a second?
Yeah.
Let's just be silent for like 5 seconds. Just there hold this. Okay, thank you for
that. Do you ever know what eye to like look at, or do you look at the middle of my nose?
One eye.
I know, you always look at my right eye.
So that's an actor's trick. Did you know that?
No, it's not, it your is. Big lug.
No, it's something I learned from the father of, from the actor. God, what's his name?
You got it.
In Batman, the butler's name is, oh my God. What's the butler's
Robin.
Name?
Robin.
No, the butler.
I don't know. I don't watch those movies.
Oh my God, this is killing me. Oh my God, guys.
Do 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 do. Okay. Anyways,
no.
I don't.
We're not
think
moving
so.
On from this until I get this.
Then that's what you use
who's
your
the,
phone
who's
for.
Who's the dad
that's
of
what,
Austin
that's
Powers?
Why,
no,
that's why
I'm not
Google
looking this
exists.
One up because it's so obvious.
Okay, then let me talk.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna think on it.
Okay. I don't know why you look at my right eye because that's crazy. Can you explain that?
It's because this guy said so in a
podcast.
Kind of. It was like an old YouTube video. This is gonna kill me. It's not.
What does he say?
He says something like a big.
I have like jingles stuck in my head today. All during work, I was just like spouting out jingles.
You know, I used to think it was like Louisiana Popeyes.
What is it?
I think it's.
I think it's something chicken. Chicken.
Love that chicken at Popeyes. That's what it is.
Oh.
But I thought it was Louisiana Popeyes.
Of course you did.
And I sang that for the
longest
time.
What did I say
time.
The other day that you were like, that's what it is? Do you remember?
Not a clue.
Oh, well, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, focus.
Rachel. Okay, hold on. I got to get the names. The
focus
Joker,
is that.
Rachel. Sorry.
Okay. The focus is that, I passed my NICU test, so I'm allowed in there by myself. And in Gen Med, I was allowed to see a lady by myself, nice. No supervisor, no nothing. Nice. And my supervisor was like, yeah, I don't know if you want to see her because she's kind of a tough cookie and is like
Alfred.
Very Hitchcock.
Alfred. Continue.
Alfred.
Can you
who?
Picture him? Alfred.
Nope. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right,
I'm thinking
then.
About Alf.
They look very different.
I love Alf. That puppet was cool.
They just released that. They re-released that movie again recently on.
Alf has a movie?
Yeah, I think it's a movie.
No, it's a sitcom.
Oh, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, I loved watching that.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I'm dating myself.
I thought I was dating you.
Oh. Oh, that was a good one. Didn't I say a good one this week? And I was like, that was smooth.
You did. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did.
It was
either,
really,
but it was really.
It
good.
Was. It was an accident.
Oh no!
It was weird too. Accident.
No, yeah. Earlier you were saying something about like being 70 or something, and I said, "Don't I know it?" And you lost it because.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, people maybe are like. Maybe we shouldn't talk about inside jokes on our podcast.
People, I was just about to say, people are listening. Like, I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
Anyways. If I could finish one sentence without getting sidetracked, I would say that internship is going great. I called my mom one day because I'm there from 9 to 5, but everyone leaves at 4. So sometimes I'm just like alone for an hour doing nothing. And so I called my mom to say hi. because time difference is always challenging, like, connecting. And she was like, so, like, what do you do? Like, how do you enter a room? Like, what do you, how do you do that? Like, how do you do your job? And I was like, oh, right. People probably don't know, like, even what I do. But I can't really, like, tell everyone. I couldn't even really tell her because every time it's so different. But, like, basic structure is you, like, introduce who you are and, like, the services you provide. And then based on, like, why you were referred, you do, like, different types of intervention to, like, satisfy their needs. So, like, I was referred to, like, assess and, like, create goals because we hadn't contacted this patient before. Like, there had been no previous contact. So, like, I introduced myself. And then I went in and I, like, kind of got some background. Like, she thinks we're just talking, but, like, I'm assessing everything from, like, family dynamics to, like, psychosocial levels to, like, competency, music preferences, all these things. I'm, like, asking specific questions to do that, but in a way that's, like, oh, yeah, and how you doing type thing. And then I do this, like, specific assessment that we're being taught, and then that prompts, like, other discussions, and then usually we use, like, a patient-preferred form of music with some improvisatory opportunities, which just means they get to solo on an instrument of their choosing, but it's, like, prompted in a way that I spent 5 years learning, and then I take data and notes, and then I close session, and I leave, and then I write about it, and then we go back later. So if people are wondering what I do, that's what I do for grown adults. NICU is way different, and I can talk about that later. But overall, oh, and I got to do a heartbeat recording on a baby, which was really cool. Yeah, and my supervisor from UOP who interned here, who, like, told me to apply here, was here this weekend because she met her husband at UOP. And he was in the Jazz Ambassador program, and his friend from there was getting married, who now teaches there again. So she was over here for a wedding for that, but it was so fun, like, small world, like, UOP wedding. That's crazy. Because her husband was a Jazz Ambassador too, so they, like, knew everyone. Whatever. Anyways, we got coffee this morning, and we just, like, totally talked about anything and everything internship and, like, laid it all out, and it was so reaffirming and validating, and I don't feel crazy anymore, so that was amazing. What's up, dorks? Thanks so much, everyone, who gave us gifts and goodies this week. We got a huge care package from my uncle Isaac and aunt Noss, even though they're literally expecting baby number one so soon. They sent us so many, like, snacks, things, goops, gargles, baubles, everything. It was like Christmas in, like, a baby car seat cover box. It was perfect. We loved it. Thank you so much. Leonard's been fidgeting with his new music gadgets. And Tim and Terry sent us gloves, which have come in clutch because all New York wants to do right now is rain. So that's horrendous. And someone mysterious sent us this New York City, like, bucket list scratch off. I have a feeling it was my dad, but I'm not really sure. So if that wasn't Juanito Torres, please let me know because I'm really digging it. I think we're gonna start doing some. It's a great way to, like, be bored on a Thursday and, like, just go out and do something. So thanks everyone who keeps supporting us and sending us goodies. If you want ideas or need something to send us because you're feeling generous. Oh, and Maddie sent me a bread baking kit. I'm making a sourdough starter. I completely forgot. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, wow. Sorry, I'm just feeling the love so hard. Thank you, everyone, so, so much. And we'll never say no to more. So my Venmo is always open. Okay, love y'all. Bye.
That's rad, man. We also learned a lot about what we need to do for our future. I found out, and I also realized I can sit in this chair.
You don't want to sit next to me?
I'm sitting closer to you now.
Oh, you're not.
How about now? Okay, I'm coming back.
No, it's okay. Sit there. No, it's okay. Now I'll feel bad.
Oh, you know what? This is actually probably better. My stomach is destroying my life.
my God. And at the okay, going to Sips and Snacks
today.
Let's
move on to Snips and Snaps.
We, speaking of stomach, we went to Frankie, Mike and Frankie's. I guess, like, I consider him their nephew. He's, like, not, but their friend's son was turning one today. And so, like, but they're so close.
Very
like,
good Lion King themed birthday today.
Yeah, the main event. Ha, ha, ha. He had his first birthday and we were invited and it was super cute. We got him books. And I wrapped it with actually wrapping paper.
Let's pause on the books. Oh. You know the book that you got with the palm tree for him? And the coconut thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Not Llama Pajama.
What was the other book? You got two books.
Yeah.
One of which I read as a kid and it brought me way back.
I read that one as a kid too.
The palm tree one?
Yeah, wait. Yeah, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Yes.
Will there be enough room?
Dude, my mom is smiling ear to ear
chicka,
right
chicka,
now.
Chicka Boom
I
Boom. I loved that,
was,
that
yeah,
book.
Yeah, let's peek out the mics too.
Yeah, sorry.
That was crazy. I loved that book.
Guys. No, it's fine.
Dude, I came in here pretty tired, but I still can't believe how much fun I have with you on these things.
Aw.
No.
That's so cute.
Never mind, you're ruining it.
Guys, wait. Okay. Wait, I have so much to say. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. Anyways, I got these books. Mama Llama Pajama.
Mama Llama Pajama.
No, Mama Llama.
Mama Llama Pajama Mama.
No, Mama. And Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, because I love those books growing up and I saw them and I was like, I have to get those. And he's one, so like it's about to be reading learning central. And also this baby is like one of the chillest, calmest babies I've ever met.
Yeah,
like,
he's pretty chill.
He just vibes.
I mean, there was a lot of eyes on him today and he performed very adequately.
Yeah, more I would
put him in a Monday Night Football under the light situation if I needed to.
Yeah, like he knows how to handle pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Smiling at all the right times, no crying.
Yeah.
Had cake and pizza for the first time. Like, wow.
No fumbling.
Literally amazing.
No turnovers.
Yeah. I'll have to report back. Like, wow. But I was going to say after Leonard said that sweet comment is that before the ballet, we went to this restaurant called Friedman's because we're trying to make sure that Leonard's stomach doesn't kill him. So we're looking for gluten-free and like dairy-free options. And so we went to Friedman's that has like an extensive gluten-free menu. They actually have their own fryer that they put all their gluten-free stuff in. So it's like
That's actually so nice.
Gluten-free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm like that gluten-free to that level, but still.
Well, nice. You kind of need to be.
No, I mean, that's just like contaminant. That's like allergy stuff. I'm just.
Well, that's like celiac.
Yeah, but there's certain levels of celiac. Like even my father was a bit of a drinker. A lot of Batman references today.
But he probably wouldn't.
My mom texted.
Oh, but he probably wouldn't feel like superb after if there was cross-contamination, right? Like he might feel a little icky.
I think he said the fries were okay if there was some cross-contamination. I think that's fine. Okay. But he had a pretty bad celiac.
Well, we're racking up our list of places we can take him now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a whole list.
Yeah, Friedman's is great. I pretty much was there for an hour before you arrived. Not to your fault. I just got out of my...
I thought Leonard was working until 6, so I wasn't even... I was going to be ready at 5 and then leave at 5 and get there at 6.
It gave me optimal...
time.
I know, but which one? Optimum or optimal?
Optimal.
Thank you. It gave me Optimus Prime.
I knew you were going to do that.
I am Optimus Prime.
Okay. Anyways, I was also going to say after Leonard said that sweet thing is that Leonard was like, I'm going to flirt with you. And I'm saying that because.
Dude, but tell me that didn't work.
It did. Yeah. It did. But low key now, like, why aren't you doing that all the time? What do you mean? Like.
Well, I mean, it's got to be special. It's for special occasions. It's for special times.
No, it's not. Flirting is for every day. That's why you date someone.
Well, I think us doing this
period.
Right now
put me, write me, put that in the Bible. Sorry if that's offensive. Flirting is for every day. That's why you date someone. But is that not poetic? Like
you're right, but I feel like we do. But it's gotten to a point where we're comfortable. What do you think this is right now? You think I'm doing this because I want to? Really?
Yeah.
You think I'm doing this because of the fans?
Yeah.
I do this for you. This is for you. You see that big box out there? I'll do that for you.
Oh my God, Leonard. Leonard got me a birthday present actually this week, even though my birthday is not for 4 weeks. And the biggest box came in the mail.
It was gonna be.
And he's like, don't look, don't open it. And I'm like, girl, it takes up the whole living room. Like,
we're in trouble on that one.
Oh, Lordy.
If you want to know what it is, privately message me on Instagram, but make sure not to tell her.
Anyways, yeah, the flirting worked. It low-key made me nervous.
Yeah.
You had like a lot of intense eye contact coming my way.
Yeah, but it like puts you into an element though, right?
It
puts
low-key, you into a situation. Like, it really made me nervous.
For those single people on the podcast, good intense
like
eye contact with soft touching is
wait, ew, that sounds weird.
Sorry, should I whisper it so it sounds even more weird?
Do not.
Yeah. Good intent
Stop
eye
it.
Contact.
I don't like when you do that. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Oh, at Lev's birthday was at Rivercrest, and they're actually goated for this because they had a open bar for 2 hours and a bunch of free food.
I didn't really take advantage of either, as I should, given my diet, but it was pretty awesome.
I had great pumpkin cider there. I felt immaculate.
I could have had probably like 5 or 6 rum and cokes and just been really happy with my life right now. But instead, I didn't.
And I'm proud of you.
And I'm just a depressed little sober boy. She's dancing. Okay, continue.
That's because I had my free drink at work. Yes. I'm not sober.
I know.
At Friedman's, we had a tuna melt. That was yummy. And sweet potato fries.
You know, it was a good tuna melt.
It had a really nice crunch, but the tuna wasn't something to write home about.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. I felt like maybe the tuna was more real, and we're used to, like, maybe more fake tuna. I'm not sure.
No. We buy real stuff.
Well, yeah. I feel like I could make a better tuna melt than that, to be completely honest. I probably already did just the day before.
It's true.
Twice.
Yeah, but when I was looking at the menu and picked that place, I knew he was going to order that. So we were
sitting
down.
It was the cheapest
down.
Thing on the menu for an entree. So.
Yeah, when we were sitting down, I was like, I don't even need to look.
Yeah, worked out.
Because I'm awesome.
We had some wine together and it was lovely. Caught
it was
a little happy
cute.
Hour.
I we had such a good time.
Yeah, it was
date
a, it was
night.
A fun date night. It really was a great date night. I wish we didn't have to have those people behind us in ballet, though. Like, they were kind of negative. They were kind of weird.
They were like, oh, my God.
What does pause mean?
Installation.
What does pause mean? How long? What, am I not supposed to get up?
Oh, my God. At this point, I just want to go home.
And they
it's
did.
It's too late for this. Yeah. I don't need to see another one.
Although the last one was definitely the best one.
The best one. Yeah, and of course it was. Okay. I went to Blank Street Coffee with Raph and Jamie, and they're like really popular on the web, but I have to say that I had a strawberry shortcake matcha and it changed my life. Mm. It was the cheapest matcha I've had yet in the city.
That's lovely.
First of all, one of the biggest, second of all, and sweetest, perfect ratio, had real strawberry jam in it. Absolutely nailed it.
Mm.
We'll be going back. And then with Jamie, I happened by the Bubs pop-up, which I really wanted to go to because Bubs is a Swedish candy company. And they have like Bonbon all over
that
the city.
That was this week?
Yeah.
Dude. What the F?
We've lived like 7 million lives this week. And we're about to do it again next week.
I think we haven't even brought up EJ's.
I know. I'm getting there. So then I went to the Swedish candy pop-up and all the candy was 20% off.
Unbelievable.
So I got a bag of candy for like $6. That's literally my dream scenario.
Yeah.
And a pop-up with free samples. What? And then today I went to Cafe Lyria in NoHo with Erica and it was gorgeous, beautiful, amazing. Like, should go there to do work.
Mm.
Perfect. Mm. And then we went and met Leonard's friend Dylan from Spo. Am I saying that right?
Is that you the nailed right it. That was amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
Anders' friend from SPO, who he's known forever, is living up in the West Side now because he's like acting. Upper he's about West, to yeah, swing like on up. To The Office off Broadway.
Which is crazy because that's the only thing that I've been dying to go see.
Right, so and we're going to wait till he swings on and then we're going to go see him. Swinging on means he's like
a sub,
basically. A sub. But it's like special because he like dances and sings and like does more than just sits there.
The Office has been on off Broadway for some time now, though.
It's true. And I said that to Raph and his friend, who are actors, and they were like, oh, dope. Like, that's clout. Dylan has clout. So proud of him. Yeah, but we met at...
That's exciting.
He's, like, just moved here, and we met at EJ's Diner.
Upper East.
Which is also gluten-free.
It wasn't EJ's Diner. It's EJ's Lunchado. That's what it's called.
Pretty sure that just means diner.
Lunchado? You're probably right.
And I'm just like EJ's Diner.
You're probably right. But Lunchado sounds a lot more expensive because it was.
Oh my God, it was expensive. So much money. And Leonard picked up the tab, which I knew he was going to do.
I picked up the tab on that. And then I picked up the tab on our dinner back to back. And my bill has been.
Okay, well, I bought our ballet tickets though, so we're actually even. Because the bill was 65 and the tickets were 60.
Bill was 68, then plus tip, 70 something. And then our bill for the date was another 60 something.
No, dinner was 65. I literally saw.
Oh, okay, so dinner was 65. Dylan's
pickup. And ballet tickets were 60. So we're like basically even, but
then I breakfast. Also picked up for breakfast as well.
Not really, yeah. I was like pretty sure we were going to do that. But I also feel it because when I took Abby out to breakfast, I also picked it up because I like felt like
I think that's okay.
I felt like I was like hosting.
Do a good deed for the day. I've been doing. I kind of want to change my next month. I want to have a goal. I want to do one.
Well, this month has just started. You can choose this month.
Yeah, I'm kind of close. Well, I'm close because I haven't done one good deed every day, but I want to do one good thing, one good deed every day for 1 month.
That's so cute. Aw.
So, I don't think I'll do it this month,
That's
though.
So nice of you.
So, I'll probably do it next month.
I want to do one evil deed a day.
That'd be so fun. You do one shitty thing, and I'll do one kind thing. We'll just even it out.
Evil it out.
Whoa.
No, I don't want to do
that. I think I'd do better at being the evil one, though, for sure.
I don't know. I think I could do pretty well.
Like, what would you do? Just spit on someone and go steal some stuff?
That's okay, what?
That's what I would do.
No, I'm talking. That's not evil. That's just like.
That's pretty freaking evil.
That's just like not.
Like I would steal someone's Omni card as they're swiping into the station.
No, that's just like illegal and mean. Evil is like. Is like.
Holding the door open for someone and then closing it right before they walk.
Right,
in.
Or like.
I see what you're saying.
Or like, I take someone's like. Water glass from the restaurant and pour it into like an unused bottle and then like give it to the next table. Like that's like
evil,
diabolical
sure.
Evil.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like hawking a loogie onto a burger, handing it to someone for free.
Right,
like acting like it's a free thing, but it's actually disgusting and you shouldn't do it.
Is oh that my like God. Your worst nightmare?
So you're gonna talk about Peter now. Before you do, I have some updates. It's not good.
What?
It was a scam. He's involved in some kind of scam. Have you talked? Go ahead and talk about Peter. This will
what
be our
do you
last.
Mean?
Wait.
He texted you?
Just, I'll explain.
Let's Did he get, text you?
This will be the closing thing.
Did he text you?
Yes and no.
Because I thought we weren't going to talk to him. We were just going to take that painting and
You're
like
correct.
Never look back.
I didn't
back.
Reply to anything yet. I deleted everything and I blocked the number. But it was a scam. But we'll talk about that at the end of the segment. Let's just finish through because it's a fun little closer.
Oh my God.
It's a sad closer, but it's not a sad
okay,
closer.
Okay, artsy fartsy. I yeah. had my first. Jackson Heights Orchestra rehearsal this week.
Nice.
And it went really well. It's basically like every other community group I've ever been in. Like the skill is there, but we're all over the age of 70, so like we don't sound like the New York Phil, but we're not supposed to, you know, like
right.
But everyone has like a background in music, right. However, there's this one lady in the trumpet section who every time we stop and like our we were gonna restart she would go,
"What measure number?" What measure number?
What? What did
Where
he say?
Where are we?
And then the conductor would go, "We're at 2:30." She's like,
"How far is that from A?"
Oh my God.
How far?
it would take us like 10 minutes to restart. And every time I would look around like, is this normal? And no one was fazed. So I think she's just normally like that.
Okay.
And then the first chair violist is, I love my viola friends and my brother.
But they're weird.
But they're the only normal ones I've ever met. And maybe that's why I can stand them. Because every other violist is so annoying.
They're very weird people.
So annoying. Like everything the conductor said, she had a retort. Every time, like, he would say, like, strings do this, she would be like, what? Mm. And then he was like, yeah, can we, like, hook our bowing, blah, 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 blah. She was like, I don't know if I can, but I'll try. And I was like, girl, yeah, these are all
there's some weird folks out there.
Comments for inside your brain.
That I don't think that exists, though. You know what I mean?
So I've also decided I don't want to go to every rehearsal because I think I'd actually die because
I don't think you have to.
Tuesday nights, I have to go to work the next day. And they already know
that
be...
you're pretty insane?
Like, no, but yeah, it's the first the conductor chair. Now? Like, no. The first chair turned around and was like, we all sound good. And I was like,
yeah. I know I do.
But they're not too shabby. Like, they're the old ladies
I'm
that can
play.
I'm
going
to have Dylan
play percussion with me. That would be so freaking much fun.
Anyways,
maybe
I said
I could see
make...
if Danny's down too, and then we could have our
Wait,
Ferris
cute.
Percussion trio back in town. That'd be so fun.
And we saw the ballet. It was really, really cool. I really want to go see more.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
I definitely was very confused on the opening.
Well, the opening was weird.
It was, for the record, and we're not going to dive too much deeper into it because we're probably running over anyways, but the first one was...
It was solos to, like, spoken voicemails, but the voicemails were doubled by a piano that was, like, playing the notes in the tone.
They were playing dissonance in the tone.
Well, yes, but in the tone of the voicemail. So if the voicemail was like... Hi, Katie. How are you today?
I'll play the piano. Yeah.
Okay, then the piano was like, no, no, no.
Okay, go ahead. Say,
just did it.
No, but I want to do it at the same time.
But how are we going to do that? Because you don't know what I'm going to say.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. No, you have to say the thing. You have to say, and then I'll be the piano.
We're not going
to
say the same note,
though. It's a fun game. Ready?
Okay. La, la, la.
You got to say the words, my guy.
Hello.
You're the voice.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. God, you're just lying. Be the voicemail.
Okay. Hi, Lee. How's it going? I'm coming home now, and I think we should watch Great British Bake Off. Okay. See you soon. That was actually pretty good.
That's literally what it was.
Except it was more like on pitch.
And like...
Exactly when it happened. Like
really
he had a
crunchy though. It's like really dissonant and crunchy.
For but like it was a bunch of like
13 straight minutes.
Yeah. And it was like a bunch of female solo dancers dancing to them. And then like guys would come in like during the interludes and stuff. And
but there was no mute. Like there was no mute. Like I would not call that music.
Well, some would.
I understand. But like there's no beat. There's no tempo. There's no melody. The only music is the fact that you're plucking.
I beg to differ.
Okay. Well, I mean... I get it. Contemporary's never been my thing. I've been trying to like slowly integrate it, but it's like...
I think there were all three of those things.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue.
Anyways, on the way home from the ballet, we are feeling great. We just got on the sub. We're on the N train.
Oh, yeah.
I rushed to sit on these...
Is this it? Is this the last bit?
Yeah. Okay. I rushed to sit on this chair next to this old man because I'm never afraid of an old man, to be honest. I probably should be. But
well, after this,
I never am. And so I sit down and there's a seat next to me and Leonard sits down. And I notice that this old man is drawing the girl across from him. And I was like, oh, like, okay, cool. He was like sketching. It was also honestly pretty good. Like not the best.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. He wasn't looking down. He was just staring at her.
And then he noticed I was watching and he was like, well, I can draw you guys. And we're like, sure. And we started talking to him and he's just this old man who hasn't showered in decades and his nails are as long as his fingers
and there's as much dirt in his nails as the asphalt
right and there's
wait, as the pitch of a soccer field there we go
nice
as the soil in the pitch of a field
okay they're just yellow and brown
yeah.
And there's like a bug crawling on his paper and he just got to talking about a lot of things.
Did you notice when he handed you that card there was like goop on the card?
Yeah,
that's why I didn't want to open it. I was like, there's literally like boogers on this. I'm not gonna open this.
Yeah, it was actually Leonard's worst nightmare, but I was having a blast just learning about Peter and what he was doing. And he's like creating business cards and sketching people. And
yes, and also dealing with the stock market.
Right.
And like he's talking about the stock market and music and clients and drawing and business cards. And I'm thinking to myself,
yeah,
this guy is just...
No, he's just a frazzled artist.
Yeah,
I could sense the MLM scheme from a mile away, but like I figured, you know, he called me a model, he sketched us, he gave me a silver bracelet, and then we got off the train and that was going to be the end of it. So what happened next?
So what happens next? Hasina is hearing this for the first time.
Yeah, I didn't even know this happened.
I just got the texts today and we haven't really hung out as much as I'd like. And I was debating if I was even going to tell you because we have such a nice memory of Peter and all the situation, but I'm not going to be able to like recite this from memory very well. So I'll just kind of sum it up. But essentially I would get like a initial text. I got the initial text from like what seemed to be Peter's agent, if you will.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, Peter gave me this number. I gave him my business card because why not? And, whatever. And then there's this like huge long paragraph I didn't read about all the business stuff that they want me to do. And I just didn't even like read it. Didn't even read it.
Wait, they want you to do something?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, because remember you said that you could like buy something for 25 cents or like, and then the stocks.
Oh, they want you to put your business card on one of those round things.
Yeah, very confusing. And then I get another text being like, hey, just want to make sure you got this, checking in. I was like, okay, so they're really persistent. So I just like hit report as junk mail. And then I just moved on. And then later in the day, I get a text and said like, hey, Peter's really not doing well. And is like, he has extreme bipolar disorder and he needs X, Y, and Z. And then I didn't reply. And he's like, I just need to see that you can reply. And I was like, okay, well, this is clearly a scam. So I'm keep hitting report as junk mail and he's still texting me all these things. And then
oh my God.
Yeah. So then it's seeming like as the more texts come in, the more they want me to like pay for like, what's his name? Peter. Peter's whatever the hell.
I'm over here like actually worried and like succumbing to this scheme. And you're like, what's his name?
No. Yeah. It was definitely.
Sorry, did I just like peek out the, what's going on?
Yeah, that's all right. Anyways, it just kept getting worse and worse. And then I finally remembered you can block a thing. So then I just ended it there. But yeah, so it seems like he...
Did he like die over text or something? Like what's going on?
No, it just sounds like he is probably hired by... Because it was also broken English. So he spoke fine. Peter was...
He's part of an MLM.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Escaping MLM. Let's get
but
Peter
But like
out.
Peter was totally... chill and good at communicating, and then this guy barely spoke English and it was a big scam. But he gave us the portrait he drew of us and it was nice, and he gave you a bracelet, which was nice. So they were probably just trying to play the nice card and they saw that, took advantage of Peter, and now just he's probably just in a thing, which is kind of
multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah, which makes no sense that they would use him, but
yeah, but like MLMs are all over.
I guess
they get like
I didn't even
a
know
person
how,
a day.
Like somehow there was a stock market involved in this and like Wall Street, and I'm super confused on how that worked.
He basically wanted to say that like his two loves are painting and the stock market.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to make a business card where like I think he's stuck both. In the past where you could like go in and like tick a card to like, is that like a thing? You like go in and like stamp your card at the
Wall Street market?
Is that like a thing?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know.
I'm literally 22 years old, so I have no idea.
God, you're so young. Happy birthday.
Girl, anyways. You're only 24 recently.
What's that recent?
Yeah, huh? It's only October.
I can't count months backwards, so.
That's
take
4 months.
It.
That's not five, even that's six.
Okay. Okay, let's end this so I can sit on the toilet and not do anything for the next 2 hours.
Perfect. Just the TMI we needed.
Sorry.
Anyways, thank you. I guess they'll hear it in our ad, but like, thank you to everyone who sent us things. And
I would like to mention that I feel like we've done it. Like we as a podcast have made a successful podcast because people keep sending us happy thoughts and comments, and we're very happy about that, and that's awesome. So I think the next step that as a podcast goal I want to get to is start getting to random people. I think the only way that's really going to happen is if you people tell other random people. So if you could just spread the love is all I'm saying. You've done some great stuff towards us.
Where are you going with this?
This is how sales work. You got to follow a story. You know, it's a whole thing. But if I mean, you spread the love to us and we appreciate that.
Let her just smirk.
Now can you spread the love to your fellow?
Well, it's already happened. People. My mom was like, yeah, I went to FCC, which is the Fresno City College Orchestra. And people keep telling me they're listening to the podcast and like are updated on your life. And I was really? Like, what? Who? Like I, some people, of, huh? Some of these old ladies I haven't seen in okay. years.
Well, it's getting out there. We haven't
Sorry,
even looked
you're
at
not old. You're gorgeous. I'm worried they're like listening.
They probably are. That's
oh my
rude.
God. I'm so sorry. No, I love it. I'm just saying, like, I haven't even looked
at the stats
forever.
On our uploading software.
Oh, no, we're going to get canceled.
Oh, no. So let's do that. Make that a little update for next week. Can you jot that in? We got to look at the stats. That way we can tell the people how it's going with all their
stats.
Lovely investments.
The statistics.
Oh, yeah. And Terry and Sophie are implementing a fun little thing there, too. But we haven't done it yet, so I don't think that includes this week. I think that needs to be a next week thing.
It's true, but it's on the way. Terry and Sophie, don't worry. Yes. And I'm also going to like vlog it.
Yeah, it'll be
so
a
they
whole
can
thing.
See.
Yeah.
Real reels, okay? Coming to you next nice. Week.
Okay, I'm solo.
No, I don't like when we do it backwards.
I'm Lee. I didn't even process it.
I'm solo.
I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.